Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity.
It's been a while. I know. I'm sorry. I was in a little bit of a fitness rut yet again because my left knee was hurting, and now it seems to be better. But now my right knee's hurting, and so here I am. But we just started the transformation challenge a week ago. Basically, it's an 8-week challenge, and I chose the body fat percentage decrease. Another reason why I was in my little rut, the numbers were horrific, the worst they've ever been. My weight was climbing closer to what it was before I started Orange Theory, and then my body fat percentage was the worst it's ever been. Not as bad as I keep telling everyone it is, but it's the worst it's ever been. So I have a lot of work cut out for me. I know I have to cut my carbs, eat more protein, drink more water, add more strength classes, which I actually did for the last 2 weeks. I took 2 classes per week, and I'm mixing it in. So it will be 2 regular classes and 2 strength classes, pending my knee and the weather, of course. I've only made a couple of 5 a.m. classes in the last 2 weeks because of not wanting to drive in the snow. It's cold, whatever. I have my excuses. But the key thing is I went in the evening, and I continue to go on weekends that I don't work. So here's the thing. It's okay to take a longer recovery period than you'd like, but jump back in. It's going to be painful, of course. Not necessarily literally, but definitely figuratively. Getting up for my 5 a.m. class was brutal. In fact, I overslept on the day I was supposed to weigh in, and so the second time was last Wednesday, and it was fine. I got up, went to class, and all was well. I got to shower. The usual January rush to work out and shower, and leaving me with no shower, already passed. So I'm happy. So I'll be back to the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, maybe not Thursday, because I do like the strength class in the evening. So I'll be doing that one, and then the weekend early morning classes. So the key thing is get back up and be persistent, be consistent. It's okay to listen to your body. My knees don't love what I do, so I try to be gentler on them. So instead of running on the treadmill and rowing on the rower, I get on the Strider, which is essentially like an elliptical, but it's so different from the one I have at home. It just feels different. But it does have different resistance levels, and I'm trying to figure that out to see how I could get my heart rate up. And then the bike, as you all know, you know, it's not really always comfortable, but I'll try it. And I have tried it today, and it was good. The coach I spoke with yesterday said, you know, it's all in how you sit. And if it gets uncomfortable, stand up for a little bit and sit back down. Again, the theme is don't let the setback keep you from moving forward to reach your goals. Find a way around it. If there's a will, there's a way. I read about how someone 10 minutes before class realized she forgot her sneakers, drove across to the strip mall across the way and ended up buying a pair of sneakers, made it back in time for class. So again, if there's a will, there's a way. So it's okay. January's almost done. If you haven't started anything, it's not too late. It's never too late. Get in, even if it's for 15 minutes a day, even if it's for 15 minutes twice a week. just get back in and find someone to hold you accountable. The reason I am the annoying person who posts my summary on my Facebook page is not because I'm showing off my pyramids. I am, but it's more so that I can keep myself accountable and I can look back and see how far I've come. I've shifted my focus less on trying to get splat points, although mentally I still want to get the 12, but it's more about increasing the weights that I'm able to lift, increasing my endurance on the strider and bike, specifically the bike. Trying to get back on the treadmill, power walking, but inclines are not great for my knees right now. And I did make appointments for physical therapy. So self-care, definitely important. So let me know how you're doing. You can find me on A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page, Instagram. You can call me, text me, email me. You know how to find me. Till next time. Bye now.